In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It was December in the year 1620 when the Mayflower landed on the shores of this country. The crew and passengers had eaten a lot of salty foods on the journey, which made their immune systems weaker. They were suffering from scurvy. Some had pneumonia. They started to begin to make a life for themselves on the shore of this new land, and more of them got sick. By the time the Mayflower set sail back for England, only half of the crew remained. They met the Native Americans and learned how to plant corn. I know you all know these stories from being in kindergarten and first grade. I remember sitting at our Thanksgiving feast with our Indian feathers sticking out of our heads, and we made friends with people very different than us, or I should say they made friends with us. And we would later not respect that friendship. In the fall of 1621, when half of the pilgrims had died, the first harvest came in. And the legend has it that we sat down at a big table outside and we gave thanks. And here we are in the year 2018 with so much food and so many belongings and so much wealth, and yet the anxiety rate in this country is higher than we ever have known in world history. People are worried and anxious and troubled. What is gratitude? I believe that gratitude is the opposite of anxiety. Anxiety is that sort of permeating fear that there's not enough, that there never will be enough, that I'm not good enough, that he's not good enough, that my life isn't somehow right, that things are going to go wrong. Worry is when you look at the world and are concerned about what is not there or what could go wrong. Gratitude is a different lens. The choice between gratitude and anxiety has nothing to do with our circumstances, nothing. It is a choice about which lens we decide to put on when we wake up in the morning. Which way do we decide to look at the world? Do we look at the world afraid of what might go wrong? Or do we look at the world with gratefulness for what is there? It is a choice. And that choice will shape the way you live your life, the way you see your life, the way you think. Jesus was very clear with us. He said, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Look at the flowers that I make. They don't do anything, and yet they're beautiful. So are you beautiful to me. God loves you, and you don't have to earn that love. It's been given to you in Christ. All that we need to do is respond to it by saying thank you. You know, the word Eucharist, this table, this meal that we share together, it is literally called the Great Thanksgiving. That's what the word Eucharist means, to give thanks. There's a neurologist by the name of Caroline Leaf who has studied how the brain works. And if you worry and think about what you don't have or what might go wrong, your neurons will continue to fire and make pathways, worrying and worrying, and your worries will continue to grow. If you choose when you wake up to put on another lens and to say, well, we can all say when we wake up, thank you for this day, right? We can all say, thank you that I'm breathing, yes? I remember a man, I would say, how are you? And he would say, I'm grateful I'm above the ground. Okay. Well, we can all give thanks that we're grateful we're above the ground. And from there on, there's a lot of other things that will follow because your brain will get used to firing those gratitude neurons. And the more you give thanks, the more you will notice what to give thanks for. And the more you will realize how you are loved. Of course, the challenge is when things are harder to continue to find ways to give thanks, to turn tragedy and sadness and grief into something good, something that you can use for the benefit of others, to lift up your cross and follow Christ. So those pilgrims sat there at that table, half of them having died, many of them still ill, and they raised up their glasses and they said, thank you, God, that we're above ground, that we've made new friends, that we're in a new land. Believe me, they could have said, oh, this has been a terrible year. And this is the first time I've had a good meal in so many months, and I still itch, or I'm still coughing. But instead, they chose to look at things with a different lens, or another way of thinking about it. You have radios, well, not many of you anymore, but you remember radios. We turn them and we find the right channel, right? You go through some static, you get to a channel. You go through some static, you get to a channel. Anxiety is a channel. Gratitude is a channel. You've got to turn your mind and get to the gratitude station. Turn it on. Look around you. Look at this beautiful building. Look at this beautiful day, at the light coming through the stained glass windows. Look at the people around you. And Eucharist. And Eucharist. And Eucharist. Now is the time to give thanks. For God has made us, and we are blessed. Amen.